Welcome to the Sunsplash Mix Show. I'm Selecta Princess.
I am Ja Prince. And Princess, who is our guest today?
Full service entertainer, Christopher Johnny Daly. Welcome to our show.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. Full service entertainer. You sure about that? Full service? That's a whole lot of pressure. Full service. Entertainment's a big, broad business. When you say full service, you have to be careful.
Because I know you have the MC duties on lock, you have the television duties on lock, the plays on lock, the comedy bar unlocked, the radio unlocked. Should I keep going?
We don't need to do this interview. You've got all the information you need. You're good to go.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you so very much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure. I've always wanted to be a guest on the show, by the way. Yeah. You know that Selecta Princess. I'm a fan. So big up yourselves, guys.
Likewise. So what's special is Love and Harmony Cruise, and you are going to be there.
Absolutely. I'm stoked. I'm very happy to be included on the Love and Harmony Cruise. When my agents called me, it took two of my agents to get me on the cruise. I was like, wow, this is a big deal. But yeah, we've been seeing the activities, and you know, I've been seeing the cruises happening, and I was like, what if I'm going to get a call anytime soon to come rock it? And I did get a call this year, and the call was favorable. My team agreed, and I'm ready to go. You know, it's like I'm ready to go, guys. I mean, I've been ready for a long time. It's just that, you know, I've been busy in my own right, doing a lot of work here in Jamaica. And other places as well. I don't know if you guys know this, but I had the opportunity to do Just for Laughs earlier this year, which was a big deal for me because Just for Laughs is just one of those huge festivals that not a lot of comedians who are local in Jamaica get to go to. And so when that opportunity came, I took that opportunity, and I think those are the kind of steps that have gotten me to where I'm at today, to be able to be invited on this cruise.
I like it. Let's talk not just from the theater, not just from stand-up comedian, but yes, being an all-rounder when it comes to the word comedy. How do you like, as you said, your positioning now? I'm doing things that a lot of other comedians, it's the word, they're jealous, they're envious, they're vexed. But Johnny, you, like you said, you worked to be in the position where you are now.
Absolutely. You know, it's no mistake that I am where I'm at right now. No mistake at all. It's been very deliberate on my part. And I have to add a lot of people to thank also, because on the way, I've gotten a lot of assistance from some great people in the business who saw the vision early as well and said, well, Johnny, if I can help in any way, this is what we're going to do. One of those persons, and I'm starting, you know, where I think a real turning point was made, was Colleen Lewis. She's now Dr. Lewis. She's a lecturer now at the University of the West Indies. And we partnered years ago in a series called Comedy Boss on TV. And that series was the nucleus for the set of comedians now that are really, I can call, bona fide colleagues in the business, and that set of comedians, people like Leighton Smith, people like Rohan Gunter, who now operates in Florida, people like Dufton Shepherd, people like, you know, even Shibata came through that system, that competition that we executively produced. And so that kind of started a vision that I continue to push and pursue. Right through to me going to Finland through the Funniest Person in the World competition put on by Laugh Factory. And I got that window through a legend called Tony Paleface Hendricks, you know. And he gave me the link because Tony saw the work that I was putting in. And I did that competition that took me internationally to link up with 18 other bona fide comics who are doing great in their own territories. That's when the education and the kind of a different kind of thinking kind of crept in. And I said, no, why aren't we doing comedy in Jamaica regularly? Why aren't we getting the system and the industry in place so that young comics and comics can come through almost like a line, you know, like an industrial line? And so I started an open mic series back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And that open mic series, the Johnny Live Comedy Bar, has matured. Yeah. Yes. And it's really, really been doing some awesome, awesome things on the ground here in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Love it, love it. Very consistent and intent. Yeah. Dedication, intent. We're not talking about the money, but through the pandemic, when we needed to laugh, here goes Johnny.
Right there.
Yeah, we stepped up. We stepped up. We heard some criticisms from some of the people in the local market. But you know what? The space has shifted too. I mean, and you guys know how long I've been in the business. I've been in the business from a kid, mm-hmm. during the analog days, during the time when Jamaica only had one TV station. I've been around all that time through all of these, you know, changes and transitions and technological advancements. And so it kind of took me a while to say, what am I going to do during COVID? To get work going and also to take myself out of depression, which I was, you know, kind of getting into. And then came, you know, platforms like this, you know, platforms that helped us to kind of still be able to keep in touch with our fans, at least express ourselves, you know, talk to people, let people know how we're feeling. And some of that was comedic, but I also thought it was, you know, cathartic. Right. In a way, so that all of us could kind of vent.
Well, one thing's for sure, I have a favorite Barris Hammond that I am utilizing as I pack. I would like to know what your favorite Barris Hammond is.
Whoa, this is a big one, because I've been playing songs on the radio right now. And yes. Barris von Hammond is, bar none, one of the most loved crooners globally from Jamaica. This man has some tremendous songs in his catalog. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to pick one. Like, you're asking me to pick one song, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm looking at the whole list of songs here and I'm thinking, which one do I say? Because a song like Double Trouble, which is going to give me so much material as a comic. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the song named Double Trouble is waiting, is wrapped up in my bed. We all know what's going on there. You know what I mean? So comedically, I get something from that. And then you have a song named Come Down Father, which is one of those songs to me that you can play anytime to uplift your spirit, right? And then you have Putting Up Resistance. Come on. I mean, I'm going to start talking about the new song then yet. So which one is my favorite song? So how about Love Means Never to Say That You're Sorry? that's one of my favorite Barris von Hammond's, because all the songs has this emotion from Barris, right? Because like he takes his time to really express a piece of himself in all his songs, and I think that's what makes Barris special, right? Because you feel every song that he does comes from a place.
Yeah.
He has a song now, a young song now. When him sing with Wicker Man. Anytime you hear that song, you just want to skank, you know what I mean? And then we come and come in, nice. You know what I mean? Without a cup, I never say, we come and better thank God for that song, because that song, you know, hello.
Yeah.
You know, I like it. Love and Harmony 2024. The young boy, Johnny, is going to be on the ship. Johnny, this is not your first time on a ship, but we got to explain to some people. It's not a big boat, it's a ship. So leaving Jamaica to go on the Love and Harmony cruise, what's the first thing you got to start packing to help other people on this cruise?
Wow. You ask, listen, first of all, this is my first time going on a big ship, okay? I've been on ferries, I've been on huge yachts, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've been on yachts and so on. Yeah, people, I've been on yachts and so on. But the cruise ship business, my wife can tell you, me was scared of the cat when it comes to cruise ship business, you know. But she catch me this time because she says work, so I got to go. what to pack? I always say, you know, I mean, the cruise ship's supposed to have all the safety gear. Mm-hmm. But if you are for make sure, say, you know what I mean, you carry two fin with you or something. I don't think you can see it in the sea. But you can carry two floater. If you want, because you know, people who scare the cat, go buy your own floaters. Okay. You know what I mean? Go blow up something, put something you can blow up, just in case. Carry your own kind of safety system, something you can blow up yourself. Just in case something happens. You know what I mean? At least you save yourself something you can blow up your thing on. If I want fair wife, yeah, I want to blow fair and want good. All right, so be that out of the way. Yes. All right, but the blow it up while you're packing it, because you know, okay, I can't fit a little bit.
You have to double check.
Then you pack your essentials. Make sure so you have your toothpaste, your toothbrush. Make sure you have, you know, your undies. Make sure you have your intimate wear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, your suit, your bathing suits. Make sure you have that, your chunks. Man still wear bad chunks. Come in, I think, man, I wear that no more now. And I mean, that's I wear a cut off jeans. Got bad chunks now. In a junk here. That's where I cut off jeans, gentlemen. I'm going to go in the bad chunks. I must have a lot of Jamaicans going to be on the boat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But what else should you pack? I'm packing an all white suit. Should I do that?
Yes.
That's recommended. An all white suit.
Hear me now. Not off white, not cream, white.
White.
Okay, so we can't get them, we can't cheat. We can't have off white. We have white.
White.
White's gonna fit. Yeah, white. White's gonna fit. White will look good in white. Should I take one set of white suits or more than one?
More than one. There's daytime, there's after dinner, because guess what? Love and harmony, it doesn't matter what ship we're on. Somebody have to spill a little bit of curry. Curry, I'm gonna dash with right before the hour. Yes. So back up.
Yeah.
I am curry prone. So me, curry always even finds a spot. No matter how much we cover. Normally me do the short part, me do the left one too. Yes, and still curry will find me. But you know what? I'm taking a suit. Is that allowed? Like a nice dress suit?
Captain's.
Because I like to look sharp on stage, you know, when I'm on stage, I'm like sharp. I gotta feel sharp.
We know. We could just, you know, mention all the designers, but we're not going there. Surprise us.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can't be a contact. I'm just saying.
You definitely need a little shorts, like you said, with some sunglasses, the little daytime, you know?
Yeah, summer look. You know, an islandy summer look.
Yes.
Please.
I might go overboard with it, you know. I might come in with my palm leaf shirt. Hey, don't play at me, you know. I might get that palm leaf, you know what I mean? Island feel. Big glasses. Should I go with the big glasses? Just the one that stretch out of the face. The big look.
There will be plenty of that there.
Yes.
School uniforms. Is that something that's on? School uniform party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So khaki. You going with a khaki?
Yes. I don't know what color you repping, but I'm going to stay out of that one.
So, I might go with the khaki shorts. How about that? Like the khaki shorts look.
The color tie really matters.
And the crest. I might just do the high school jacket. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Loud.
All right.
There's a night called 80s and 90s. So if you're gonna have the gold chain, you might do the mesh, lick a linen.
What? 80s, 90s party.
Yes.
Hear that beard and look over the street queen. That's serious.
We also have your night. Tell us about your night.
Comedy.
Listen, I want people to just understand that, you know, stand-up comedy where I'm at is really, I love stand-up comedy. I'm passionate about it. I like telling my stories. I like sharing my opinions. I like giving people a flavor of who I am as a stand-up comedian, but also as a man, as a Jamaican. I think, you know, I've matured over the years, so I'm going to take you on that journey with me through this course of my popularity, my popular journey. As a Jamaican celebrity and as a human who's seen a lot across the globe. But I have strong opinions on, you know, things like relationships too. And and I might just poke some fun at my own audience, because guess what? That's what we do. So we're going to keep the thing interactive. We're going to make it fun. I want people to have a grand time. Stand-up comedy should really take you on a journey of knowing who this comic is, but also a journey of self and a fun journey. When you leave the room, you should feel like you are part of something that was beautiful. And if I can deliver that during my sets, I think I would have won over. I have two performances, so I'm hoping to do a great job with both of them. And just enjoy the time, you know what I mean? Enjoy the time, free up myself, spend some good time with beautiful people. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm expecting.
And I am so certain as you walk around that ship, people are going to tell you memories of where they were when they heard you say this. That's going to be incredible. I hope you get to soak it all in. And I know we're all going to have a great time on Love and Harmony.
Absolutely. It says it all in the name, Love and Harmony Cruise. I'm looking forward to it, guys. You don't even understand how much this is a big one for me. It takes me away from radio for a while, which is, you know what I mean, something I love as well. But, you know, to be out of the studio for a week, I don't think is a bad touch for my birth month of April. My birthday is actually the 12th, so I'm celebrating my birthday for the entire trip. Wow. I can tell you guys that we're going to be all over that ship and enjoying my birthday. So it's my birth month. It's a great time of the year, April. You know, I'm sure a lot of Aries folks are going to be on that, you know, Love and Harmony Cruise as well. So it's going to be a party.
We're definitely going to have two stops on Love and Harmony Cruise. Yes, we're going to Jamaica. And we got to tell people, get off the ship. Well, we don't know everything about Jamaica. Get off the ship when we reach Jamaica. Get off the ship when we get to the Bahamas. Is there anything special? Like, you're going to do the jet skiing, you're going to do a little drinking, you're up on the beach. What would you do when you get to these destinations?
I've got friends in Jamaica as well. You know, I've got some friends in Jamaica when we stop in Jamaica. So once we stop in Jamaica, I have some friends on that side of the island that, you know, it's going to be awesome that way. You get a chance to just link up. And I'm going to be a tourist, you know. I tell Jamaicans, be a tourist in Jamaica. It's an amazing experience as a Jamaican to be a tourist in Jamaica. You know, it's almost like the Jamaicans treat you extra special because, oh, you're there too, Johnny. Oh, you're there, Jamaica. I was like, yes. I came off the plane recently in Montego Bay, which I haven't done, I think, for a long time. Nice. With the airport being, you know, redone and redesigned and so on. And when I got that experience coming off the plane in Montego Bay, I'm like, I'm never coming in back to Kingston again. Like, listen, first of all, the people have said, Johnny, you know, like, Johnny. And I was almost floating from the plane, you know, down to immigration. I felt like I was floating. Like, one guy said to me, Johnny, we're always online. Step out. I want you. Come down, that's all. Come through, Johnny. We were like, all the folks were looking at us like, that must be like a celebrity. I'm like, yeah, I'm a celebrity. I'm a celebrity around you. But yeah, it's going to be fun. In the Bahamas, I also have some friends in the Bahamas as well. Going to see if I can link up with Sire Boy. Let him know I'm dropping in so we can have a cup of tea for a little bit. You know what I mean? And yeah, but I'm adventurous. I'm adventurous to a point. You know what I mean? Yeah, because we are big people now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I jump on from there.
No.
They won't even sit back, no. So we have fun to a point.
Yes.
Like lay down on the beach. Like you can't go wrong with that. Like if you lie down, let the water beat your skin like a bit. Nobody get to it, they have adventures. You know, like the snorkeling and the diving.
Yes.
So I leave that to people like yourselves, you know?
Well, let's be ready. Let's get this Love and Harmony Cruise countdown here. Because we're ready for Johnny Live. Tell everybody all your social media platforms.
Listen, I want people to know that stand-up comedy is alive and well in Jamaica. So whenever you get to Jamaica, if you're visiting Jamaica, if you're coming into Kingston, even if you're in Montego Bay at a particular time of the month, you can still get stand-up comedy now once a month. I think that's the end of the month with my friends in Mumbai. But the Johnny Live Comedy Bar happens every Tuesday night. In Kingston, 35 Dunrobin Avenue. And we can be reached online at johnnyliveproductions.com. That's my website. And you can go to the website, you can join, you can subscribe, you can see what we're up to as well, read up some bios. I have upcoming projects that I'm excited about too, including a project on that's going to be dropping on HBO and Channel 4. I'm not going to say too much about that, but that's going to be a series that I'm sure will take the world by storm. Yeah. So look out for me doing some bigger things in the future as well. But you can reach me also at Chris Johnny Daily on Instagram, at Chris, ChrisJohnnyDaley on Instagram. The same for TikTok, at Chris Johnny Daily. I'm also I'm not on TikTok as Chris Johnny Daily. I'm on TikTok as Johnny Live Productions. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Johnny Live Productions on TikTok, then you're supporting me as well. I'm on Facebook. Just type in Chris Johnny Daily or Johnny Live and I'll pop up.
Wonderful.
Perfect. That's how we support him. It's all about merch. It's all about going to see comedy. You have to go there. And it is about the experience. Get a little drink, a little food. Be ready to bust the gut.
That's what we say. We say eat, drink, laugh at the Johnny Live Comedy Bar every Tuesday night. I have a young lady who's on this Tuesday who I just learned is going to be on the ship as well, guys.
Yeah.
Kathy Tander de Grant is going to be on the ship too.
That's right.
That's awesome that, you know, we both, and that's what I like about the Comedy Bar is that it gives people like myself and Kathy a chance to sharpen the skills, kind of work on material before we do these bigger gigs, you know, because that's what the Comedy Bar, which is an open mic night, is all about. It's giving young people, young comics, new comics, seasoned comics, a chance to work material out. And we have an audience that's always ready to receive the good jokes. Jamaicans love to laugh. We have a chef that prepares great meals, and we have drinks of choice for people. So roll out. We're ready for you.
When we're ready for you, thank you so much for coming to the Sunsplash Mix Show. We do appreciate you.
Listen, you guys are what I call, you know, you're the midpoint in the business, but you're the most important point because you get people closer and in touch with all the artists. You give people an insight into who we are beyond the stage. And that to me is what makes, you know, your program and the fact that you give people a window into us great. So I want to thank you guys for this opportunity as well. Keep doing what you're doing. Guys, this is Sunsplash Mix Show is part of the fabric of the culture right now. You guys have literally cemented yourselves like that. So keep doing it. We love to see you. Can't wait to work up on the ship. Let's do this with love and harmony.
Bop, bop, bop.